The conditions at Randfontein Secondary School and Toekomsrus Primary School are a disgrace and are the direct failure of the Gauteng government. Years after the Gauteng government promised to eradicate asbestos schools, learners and educators are still being forced to work and learn in dangerous environments with exposed asbestos, broken infrastructure, overcrowded classrooms and serious safety hazards. At Randfontein Secondary, despite over 112 million rand being allocated for rehabilitation, the department's intervention has largely failed. Brick and mortar structures built merely over asbestos classrooms are collapsing, asbestos panels remain exposed, staircases are unsafe, and one classroom wall is so unstable that learners could fall from the second floor. Overcrowding has also reached crisis levels, with some classes reaching as high as 73 learners. At Toekomsrus Primary School, asbestos infrastructure and aging mobile classrooms remain in place despite assessments being conducted years ago with no meaningful intervention. Learners cannot continue to suffer because of government delays, poor planning, and broken promises. The DA believes every child deserves a safe, dignified, and properly maintained school. A DA-led government would prioritize the full eradication of asbestos schools through a dedicated replacement program with ring-fenced infrastructure budgets to ensure that these projects are completed properly and without endless delays.